With scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports, get hyped for 107.7 The Bronx Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WIRC2, a 2024 nominee for an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Station in the Nation and winner of a 2022 and 2023 IBS Media Award for Best Sports Update. I'm Owen McCarron. The NCAA March Madness Tournament finally concludes with the Purdue Boilermakers taking an unfortunate 15-point loss to the now two-time champs, the UConn Huskies.
It is a UConn coronation!
UConn and Purdue kept it a very close game right before the end of the first half when UConn started to pull away. Four of the five starting lineup players for the Huskies ended in double digits, with the leading scorer being Tristan Newton with 20 total points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists in his 39 minutes played.
28-25, UConn.
Nice cut. Newton lays it in.
Audio provided by ESPN on ESPN.com. And now in his 39 minutes played, I absolutely have to shout out Zach Edey for putting up 37 points, going 15 for 25 from the field goal. Sadly, there is still no IN team, but who knows? Maybe the transfer portal is still open for him. And finally, in celebration of one of the biggest basketball watches all over the country, shout out to UConn for being the first back-to-back national champion in 17 years. Let's get down on the dirt and talk about the Chicago Cubs' absolute choke job against the San Diego Padres. The Cubs started on fire, putting up 4 runs in the second inning and another 4 in the fourth inning, holding the Padres scoreless until the bottom of the sixth. To break it down quickly for you, in the bottom of the sixth, Cronenworth had a 2-run home run that scored Tatis. Ha-Seong Kim tripled to right, scoring Machado and Profar. Campusano then scored Ha-Seong Kim off of an RBI. Then Xander Bogaerts homered to left center, scoring him and Merrill. And finally, after a dominant sixth inning, Tatis came out clutch in the bottom of the eighth with an absolute missile to put the Padres on top.
Hydro!
Audio provided by ESPN on ESPN.com. Now, out on the ice, the Pittsburgh Penguins take on the Toronto Maple Leafs and get handed a 3-2 loss. With the score tied at 1-1 going into the third period, Austin Matthews would give the Toronto Maple Leafs their second goal before Drew O'Connor would then follow up with a response of his own, sending the game into overtime.
Shooting behind, scores! Drew O'Connor's tied it.
Even with that being said, obviously this game did not go the Penguins' ways as McCabb had different plans.
Carter stayed out, he was headed off. Here's a pass, McCabe wins it!
Audio provided by ESPN on ESPN.com. This has been The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Owen McCarron.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 107.7thebronx.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?